Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Exodus 33 verse 18 says, and he said, that is Moses said,
now Moses Kader,
please show me your glory. Then he said, I will let all my goodness pass before you.
Hallelujah.
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking on the theme, please your glory. And the text is Exodus 33, verse 18 downwards. It was Moses, the man of God, who prayed that, Lord, please show me your glory.
Now, Moses,
Moses has seen a lot of God, if you like.
Now Moses, he
has seen many miracles in Egypt. God had spoken with him face to face. It was wonderful. But Moses saw that he lacked something. But we have that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses said that, Lord, I have seen I've had a lot of encounters with you, but I want you to show me Jesus because he is God's glory.
Now Moses na onye nyame enya impunempu we hunu okwan pido na okede irazima ohune nyam de oye neba Jesus.
The glory of God is who? Jesus.
Jesus.
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 that he is the brightness of his glory.
And
somehow in the church we have made the glory of God something
else.
We think that when we have a breakthrough, then we have seen the glory of God. We think that when we have miracles, then we've seen the glory of God. What miracles did Moses not see? Yes, so he knew he lacked something. He lacked the revelation of Jesus. Because the glory of God is not breakthrough. The glory of God is not answer to your prayer. Because sometimes when we have answers to our prayer, we say that we've seen God's glory. The glory of God is not finesse, how organized we are. When we are doing a program, we say, well, the glory of God was there. The glory of God, ladies and gentlemen, is a person. His name is called Jesus.
Listen, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Moses said to God, show me your glory, God showed him his glory. Look at verse 19. Then God said to Moses, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Honestly, Moses didn't like this.
Moses,
because the goodness of God is talking about
Jesus.
The Bible says in Titus chapter 3 verse 4 that when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared.
na Titus nitsi ebasani yimana an osise nyame na nyimnyam odeza.
Because the kindness of God appeared, past tense.
Nyame ne humobor otwem.
When did it appear? It was when Jesus was born, he showed up. It was the goodness and the kindness and the love of God appearing.
Na abra wo Jesus no na nyame ni ayemye na ni ehumobon odezi.
He says, I'll let it pass before you. That is what I think Moses didn't like.
Na me Jesus there Moses na nyin je ho.
Because something before you means that it is out of your reach.
Na aza owo wenyim ni no che de wonsa into manka.
It means that the glory of God or Jesus' revelation was going to be in the future.
Na Moses otas de Jesus na nyim nyamaze ba ma no ye aza oyɛ dachi.
It was going to be in the future of Moses, before Moses.
Na obowo Moses na nyim onye na brodo na obo hu.
And he said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
Na mama erazinizin wo wenyim.
The name of the Lord is Jesus.
Nyaminizin Jesus.
He is the logo of God.
Na oyɛ za ahyɛnso za osuoma yen erazin.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anytime God has to identify himself, he has to show his logo.
Na abibiara nyame pɛ dɛ ɔda ne ho azi no.
So in identifying himself, in bringing his name before us, he sent Jesus as the Logos. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Logos. The Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. Logos is the Greek word out of which we have the English word logo. So that you have the Toyota logo, and you have the Mercedes-Benz logo. When you see a car pass by and you see the Toyota logo embossed on it, you know that the name of that car is Toyota.
Na fi ahyaseno na hene raze na hyense zo de oyɛ Jesus na wo ho na ɔno nara so na oyɛ asɛm no ɔnara na ɔbɛ na yɛhwɛ wiase ma yɛhu de azibiara yɛhu no oyɛ ehena yɛtwu ni nara no yɛbɔn de ahyense zo sonku bi wo ho etu Toyota bɔn de ne aza ɔhyense ma ehu no ɔde nanyim etu Benza ne ze de nanyim demara na bibiara no ɔwɔ na hyense zo na nyame na nyim nyam no ahyense zo ɔka ho ni Jesus Christ.
So he tells Moses,
now, okay, tell Moses,
my glory will be before you. My logo, Jesus, will be before you. My goodness will be in front of you.
Hey! Wow.
Do you know what he added to it? Because I think Moses was not happy about this whole arrangement.
Na me Jesus there Moses nanyin je them ehshia nya mezrema ne there nin ze pain na bede nanyin.
So look into your Bibles. God tells him, still in verse 19,
well nitsi,
I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
Mama madum ebudo amanya me pede madum buduma.
I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Mama mehumobor wo nya me pede muhumobor man.
That was an explanation to Moses.
Na dem intrasi na nyame ozima Moses.
That you see, my grace by which I bring my glory is shown to people who I choose to be gracious to.
Na menim nyam no ame erase medema ohona mepede wohu na obi a madom no obabu no do no na ochere ame nyame meze menim nyam no adom no.
I came to tell you good news this morning.
That
God has chosen to be gracious to you and I.
Na nyame asem de obama ne adom no webudo ama awuna ame.
And to show us something that Moses longed for to see.
Na ye nyaza Moses na kuma hwehwe de anka obenya.
The Christ.
Jesus.
Our dearest Jesus.
Jesus.
Because by grace he is bringing his glory. God's grace is not based upon our works, otherwise it is no more grace. I want to take you to take away something. Take that away from this service. That God has chosen to be gracious to all Jerusalem to die.
Amen. Then Nyame asem na weji nyen. I won't church to the Obama Nandum where would do Amahen.
Verse 20 now. But God said, you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live. I think God was calling Moses so hard. Sometimes we think that the glory of God is a cloud. Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Cloud. It means concrete, mimic. It's true. When I went to Dubai, so it doesn't rain here. They create the rain. They create the clouds, and then the rain comes down. Artificial rain.
Na moko Dubai na wose ehosunto na nipa de abozi nyanse peni hwehwem aye nsu a wotum omo nsumu na na nsuto.
How can we let the glory of God to cloud? A cloud.
Na oye den ye na ye ma nyame na nyam. Yede tutufo mama oye.
That was then. I said that was then. That is in the old order. In the new order of the kingdom of God. He says, "Am I glory, my son Jesus?" You know why? I believe that God was talking about Jesus for a while. Because when Jesus came around, he died and resurrected. He didn't want anybody to see him.
Na Jesus beya obowi na osori na ompedo obi abohu.
In fact, sometimes he will close the eyes of his own people. He will close their eyes that they don't recognize him.
Na oya onwana wonyim ne mapanu ponu na we frem hu neni kakede wonko iraza wa so.
And read your Bible, as soon as they see him, he gets lost.
Na abra wonhu baba wonhu de iraze na onyemreka sebia na oyewe.
Rather, he meets them and then he is breaking, revealing himself through the pages of the Bible. So he opens their eyes and shows them Moses to the prophets, to the Psalms, the things that are written concerning himself. Sometimes some of us are so longing that we will see Jesus physically in our room. Or physically in church. That could happen. But ladies and gentlemen, after resurrection ministry of
Jesus,
it was revealing himself from what had been written concerning him. So that all of us shall know him. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Anytime the word of God is being broken, Jesus should show up.
Jesus or Daisy.
Yes, to you as you listen. The man of God should not show up. Actually, we should dwindle every time. And let him reveal himself to his church.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Do you know when he comes to his church, Revelation 3:20, he comes to do what? Dine with us. Sometimes we think that he will come and let us all fall under the power.
Na yenimide wo eyitre nitre basani nyim edonu no oma yetase de Jesus oba onyen boto insa ejizi omba de sunsun ni besi na obiara atetwa abofom.
When he comes around, he will take the word and break it.
Because
he is the word of God. But many times we are not attentive to the revelation of Jesus. Because we have interpreted it to be like people are falling down with miracles. That is not the glory of God. The glory of God is a person who comes to us and breaks down his word that we will leave this place having been fed. He feeds his sheep, he eats with them.
And
in the eating, you will see him. It's wonderful. Let's finish it. Because we want to enjoy more singing today. So he says to Moses, and the Lord said, verse 21. He said, here is a place by me. God said, there is room by me. Because ladies and gentlemen, God lives in Jesus. He says that there is a place by me. And you will come and stand on the rock. Jesus is not just saying, he is a place where we enter.
Now, Jesus,
God said, there is a place by me.
Now, Jesus
says, come to the place by me. Here am I. There is a place nearby. There is room for you. Come and stand on the rock. The fullness of the Godhead, they all live in Jesus. But Jesus said that our hearts should not be troubled this generation. Because he's going to prepare a place for us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a believer, you are in Jesus already.
Amen.
And God is in Jesus too. Actually, he was in Jesus, or if you like, let me say, he is in Jesus, and he's inviting you to the place by his side. It reminds me about
Noah.
Because in Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. God said to Noah, come Noah into the ark. All of you and all the animals, come to the ark. Where was God when he was saying come into the ark? I suggest to you, God said to the ark.
Yes.
If he was outside the ark, he would have told Noah, go into the ark. But he is in Jesus already. And there is a place for all the Noahs of our day, all the animals of our day, even in unclean ones, there is a place by God. He said, come to where I am. Come unto me. Stand on the rock. Let's finish it quickly. Jesus is the rock. Verse 22 now. He tells Moses, so it shall be. Whilst my glory passes by. Passes by to go where? To go in front of Moses. Once Jesus passes you by, Moses, before some people that have been so graciously chosen to see Jesus. God said, I will put you in the cleft of the rock.
na menyo begina botano titiro.
Because God, a cleft is a dent.
Na cleft ni e dent.
Yes, it is like a blow is given to create a space.
Na why dem a wabo amuna ebi wo botano
in a rock
wo botano
on which we stand.
Na yegina do.
Ladies and gentlemen, to create for us, God had to cleft Jesus. Cleft also means to split. He had to create a place in a rock and hide us. So on the cross, whilst he was dying and he was being given blows here and there, it was God cleaving the rock so that what? So that he can put Moses there, all those people there.
Now, Abra Jesus sent a send Januina, Warshin, Warren, Ayakaya Kazinan, Nanyaminam do or Tutu Amunana, Beb, Otopona, what is it? Now, one who demo Moses, open Yaminam, Ehuno, when you want us a baby one inch.
That is why Jesus had to go to the Hades and go and preach all this thing to them. He had to explain. Jesus is a rock of ages. That's been cleft for us. The hymn is said because today the singers are going to sing to us. They are going to sing Jesus to us.
He's
the glory of God. The hymn said, let me hide myself in you. Let the water and the blood that is coming from wounded side be a fountain that is giving me a double cleansing by the blood and by the washing of the water by himself, by the word of God.
He
said, and my hand will cover you in the cleft of the rock. I suggest to you that is why when the hand of God, the Holy Ghost, was coming, the Bible says that he presented himself literally as a clothing, the past tense of a cleft, a clothing tongues divided, split upon the apostles, upon the church of the Lord.
Because
Holy Ghost came to glorify him. He has to use a symbol that reminds us, that glorifies Jesus, that he is the rock that was cleft.
I'm ending in verse 23, Exodus 33.
He says, I'm Moses, and then I will pass by. I'm going before you. After I've passed, I will take my hands off. Or hide you in that rock. But after I pass by, I will take my hands off. And you will see my back. Since my face you cannot see. You can try hard, but your generation, you cannot see. You will see my back because I am going before you. You can only spot my back. We are the people God, out of the milk of his kindness and of his grace, he has chosen us to reveal the glory of God face of Jesus.
Na ye ye onwa na nyame asem ehihen de. We twem efi Moses na won chacha dunu dunu. Was it Jesus na nyame na nyina no? Was it Adam amina?
Let that be your high cry, your heart cry all the time.
Ma ehinye wa komando ebisaze abri nyinara.
No matter how you are more anointed than Moses.
No
matter how you have done miracles like Moses,
they don't
satisfy. You try all the miracles you work more than Moses, you will not be satisfied.
Na bom mozen de ebe yeza Moses oye na oma poma odan abotan oma entontum na mbua wo beyinara no jeni na wakoma onto yem.
What satisfies is the person. His name is called Jesus. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.